And God has such a beautiful way of sharing it through the body. I went back and listened to the CDs from last Sunday and just marveled at John's teaching and sharing and expression, and Francis's and Beverly's. And I thought, my goodness, we just have such a wealth here of understanding. But the biggest thing that I feel that we have here is a relationship. And that's where it's at. Relationship is more important than anything that we have. And having a relationship with who we are. Really understanding who we are. So I had sent Rokas a CD on, that I'd share on the garment, and he was just high as a Georgia pine on that thing and was sharing with me what he saw in it, because I'd shared on the fine twine linen, and we know what the those things represent. Or do we? Or do we? You know, we know what those things are in the natural. And he said, Connie, he said, that fine twine linen is exactly like our emotional body. That is the closest, most personal thing to each of us, is our emotional body. He said, on the internet, pull up the nervous system. And I did, and I just sat there and marveled. Nothing is any closer to us than our nervous system. And that's like the threads of that fine twine linen. So it's so vital that we get to really understand that. And that makes us understand ourselves as an individual. Until we truly connect with our real deepest emotions, we don't know who we are. And letting, seeing them, feeling them. I know several years ago, when I first started having a back issue, the Lord told me, he said, you have not taken care of your child. And I had to really think about that. What does that mean? My honey, I love you. What does that mean to me? I haven't taken care of my child. So I said to him, without any knowledge, I will do that. I'm going to take care of her, but I've got to see her and understand her first. And in taking care of her, I discovered things about me that I'd forgotten, that I didn't remember anymore. You know, things that had gotten past me, wounds that I had kind of let them scab over and knock scab off. Scab them over and knock scab off. Never cleaned them up. So there was little cancer places, that things I really needed to look at and admit to myself. Not so much that victim thing that someone did to me, or but maybe what I allowed. And growing up in that. So, anyway, when Rokas said that to me, I said, no wonder God said, send Judah first. Until you connect with who you are within, you cannot possibly connect with anybody outside. You have to connect with your most innermost being, which is the that nervous system, that emotion that really was there before the beginning of time. All of us get here with sets of emotions, and the emotions are the most personal thing to each of us. How we see them, how we feel them. So I thought, well, how important is this? I mean, we know the fine twine linen and all that, but we're going to talk about it again. So I did a little more studying on this than I've done this years ago. The way that they made fine twine linen is, first thing they had to do was knock the bark off the tree. I mean, you see trees walking, people come to you, they want to have a relationship, and they want to knock your bark off. But they don't want to knock their bark off. You have to get beyond that bark before you can have a relationship. You got to get down in there, so to speak. So they knocked the bark off. They floated these logs, I don't know for how far. And then they made, if it's made out of flax, right? You help me a little bit, Suze, because I've gotten cold on it. On these threads, anyway, the wood became threads.
They had to strip it, and it's very, very, very tedious. Pull that. And just keep pulling until it gets finer and finer, and it's very rough.
Got to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Every thread of emotion. And you're not going to win the battle until Judas sent first, until we know, really know who we are. And in that knowing, we cannot become egoic or self-important or number one. We have to remember there's a...
You need anything out of the trip?
Anyway, in our emotional serving, I feel that it takes a real willingness to get beyond anything surface and see how do we really each feel about a situation. Anyway, this word means... goes back to a lot of words in the sense of dividing the fibers, like Suzanne said. We hit upon a cord of emotion, a fiber, a thread, and it's got a little knot in it. You're going, all right, how do I get this knot out? You know, I've tied thread together before, and I've had to get a needle and work with that thread and work with that thread and work with that thread until it's straight again. So it's a dealt with thing. And so that connects us, when we're connected emotionally, it connects us to all those other things. The intellect, I got to looking at the intellect, and I got to look at determinations and desires, and I typed in things like the emotional body, because we've got that, and it's not a separate thing. It is that closest thing to our heart. I think we feel that when we have children, you know, they're ours, and so we take that really personal. These had to be bleached. Oh my God. So my emotion is a dark dude. So what am I going to do with this darkness in me? It's like Speed said, you don't realize it's darkness for a while. It just kind of keeps showing up in your day. And I'm going, I didn't invite you, and what are you about? I want to know what this darkness means. So, you get out the bleach. And you don't always get all of the dark out of something the first time you bleach it. So when I bleach, I go through a process. I don't trust bleach because you can ruin a garment. So I do a little water and a little bleach slowly. Is that how you do it? To keep from pouring all that bleach on at once. Anyway, it also means to bind together. And we were talking about this morning that Speed was talking about how he appreciated this body. And God knows I do too. I marvel at us when we come together, when we're apart, at what goes on in our daily lives and how we've grown together, and we love and depend on each other so much. So it's such a beautiful thing. It means to envelop like a wrapper or skirt. And this thread also had to be carded. If I've watched them card wool when I was a little girl. It must have been my grandmother carded wool. And it's a pulling. And she had two little devices with lots of teeth in them. And she put that wool in the center and pull against the grain to pull the threads apart. So it's not an easy thing. But let's get to some of the scripture. Exodus 26. Y'all can share with me your thoughts, because we're going to hear about this a lot in a long time. To me, it's more important than anything when someone comes into my midst for me to feel where they are. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where I am, but where is this person coming from? Or just somebody in my life. I'm always going, why do they feel this way? Why do they react this way? Because I really want to know what's at the bottom of it. Why is the pain still there? Why is the struggle still there? And it's because they don't know their self. They don't know their self at all. It's like living in a strange house. You know, I have people tell me they're this and they're that. And I'm going, okay, show me. Because they're not that this or that. They're hidden away. Trish and David aren't here, and I don't like to share when people aren't here about them, but they're going to a psychologist, a Christian psychologist, right?
Counselor.
And it has been so beautiful for them because she's opening them up. She's telling things from her side because she's not involved in their life. And, of course, she's a Christian lady and knows what she's doing. So she can kind of set it straight from outside as an observer of how things are going on with them. So doors are getting unlocked. My goodness, let the door be unlocked. Yeah. Have the relationship, pay the price, be vulnerable. Get in the floor and kick, whatever it takes. God, I need you. I've squalled for God. I've done everything I know. I still miss it, but he shows up from his holy hill, and he does talk to me. I don't have to run down the street to some Catholic priest and get in a booth for him to tell me something. I can do my own penance. I know how to do that. Anyway, this fine twine linen, starting in Exodus 26 and 1. And this is so beautiful because that is a picture of us inside. It's a perfect picture. He says, moreover, thou shalt make the tabernacle with 10 curtains. Curtains are for coverings. And notice he starts inside. He never started outside. He starts at the very innermost core, out of my innermost being. With 10 curtains of fine twined linen, your emotional body. That's all that is. That's a lot. Did you see all those threads running through your body? Everything that affects your nervous system affects you. And I think we got some blockages.
That ten speaks of a new order.
Well, it speaks of a new order. It also speaks, I'll get to something else in a minute. And the blue, notice he starts off with a heavenly thinking. He doesn't say go out there to the gutter and start thinking like you've been thinking gutturally. Lift your head up. Look at the blue sky and the sunshine. Look at the higher order of this situation instead of looking at the... So you take the blue, number one, and then you take the purple, which is royalty, and the scarlet, which is the blood that was applied before the foundation of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. When they saw Jesus Christ, John said, behold the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So yeah, he had a little relationship because he knew who God, Jesus was sometimes. And with cherubims of cunning work shalt thou make them. When Beverly did the prophecy over me, she said I was doing embroidery and worked like a weaver. Embroidery is rough on one side if you lift it up, but weaving is rough on neither side when you put something together. Okay. The length of one curtain shall be 8 and 20 cubits, and the breadth of the curtains 4 cubits. Okay, 4 cubits. Mind, emotions, will, and desires, right there. And every one of the curtains have to have the same measure. The 5 curtains, like Karen addressed a few minutes ago, shall be coupled together one to another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled one to another, which speaks of the 5 senses inside you and out. People will say they're emotional, but they don't never show you a positive one. And I'm going, give me a break. I want to see the good stuff. I want to see the loving stuff, the happy stuff. So this speaks of it inside and out, which is your senses, the 5 senses. And somebody help me with those. I always get stopped in my mind there. Seeing, hearing, smelling,
tasting, touch.
And touch. Touch is emotion. Okay. Remember, Jesus walked through the crowd, and the lady that had the issue of blood. By the way, we're all that lady. Every one of us is that lady that's had an issue of blood for 12 years. And people are thronging him. And let me say this in light of what Johnny said. They weren't always free to make a crowd, because sometimes the guards wouldn't let them. So I think Jesus had to do some things in a hidden manner a lot of the time, because he was gaining popularity and he was a threat to that empire. So I think he had to be wise not to get in trouble or get the crowd in trouble. And the scripture declares that he would just disappear. They couldn't find him. And I'm going, right. He was a smart man. Okay. Thou shalt make the loops of blue upon the edge of one curtain from the salvage to the coupling. What color?
Blue.
Make sure it's heavenly. Folks, when emotions come to you, I want to look at them. I really want to examine an emotion as soon as it comes my way and really look at it and call it an emotion. You are a lion. Or maybe it's a lamb. I need to look at it really close and say, hey, what's that emotion that I feel churning, that I feel underneath this sea in me? What is it about? Because I'm getting to know me, to know what I'm really like inside, so I can help somebody else. I was watching Johnny with Sugar yesterday, and recently she got a bath, and he was working on her toenails, and she's shedding, and she wouldn't be still while he was, what are you doing, what was you, brushing her, yeah. She would not be still, so he can whack her. Boy, she gets offended. If you know Sugar, she's our chihuahua and his baby in particular. And I thought, Lord, every time he whacks her, he's going to pay for it. Sure enough, he got all done with her. She went to the living room and pouted for 1 hour. She wouldn't come near him. She wanted nothing to do with him. An offended man, it's harder to win in a strong city. Do you hear what I'm saying? If you cannot connect with a person emotionally, you've lost them. They don't know where you're coming from, but they can feel love. If love is pouring off of you, they can feel it. This person really cares about me. They can feel that. You can walk through a store and see it in people's eyes. See the pain, too. A lot of that there. Anyway, that was my little story about Sugar. So, as we connect with humanity, and that's all humanity, it's called compassion. It's called being a friend to people. How do I really be their friend? And I don't think that's always syrupy. Sometimes in friendship, you just need to be honest. This is how I feel. And making sure it doesn't hurt, but this is what I really see. Recently, actually it was when Jane and Joe were here, we were sitting around the table, and I was doing the thing I used to do. Oh my God, what? Just show us what. Because it was quiet in some places. Well, Johnny began to share. And Beverly began to share about her shovel. She's quit that. Sue said in redeeming Johnny, that is passion. And there's nothing wrong with that passion. For what he was feeling, she went to where he was and covered him up instead of stripping him naked like some might want to do. And the same thing with her. He lightened the burden, flipped the switch. He said, John. He was hot that night. It was really good. It was wonderful. Anyway, thou shalt make loops of blue upon the edge of one curtain from the selvage to the coupling. And likewise, thou shalt make the uppermost edge of another curtain in the coupling of the second. Okay. That you put it together with blue, making sure you couple it together in a heavenly order. He that setteth our conversation aright. So we don't just go blah, 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 blah. You have to think, where is this coming from in me? And where is it going? Is it helping them unstop their river at all? Is this really helping the person? Okay, I won't go any more into the curtains, knowing that's an inside job. And then let's go to the Exodus 27 and 9. And he says to make the outer court of fine twine linen. Okay, let's see. 27 and 9. And thou shalt make the court of the tabernacle for the south, south side, southward. And there shall be hangings for the court of fine twine linen. And I thought, oh my God, the inside thing I get. But I'm not so sure I get this outside thing, putting it outside of me too. If it's inside, that righteousness will just show up. It just will. It just stands out. So I don't want to talk about that too much. I want to get on to the priest. Exodus 28 and 42. Let's see. Let's start with 40. Well, there's a whole lot more of that, so I'm not going to read it all, but we'll start with 40. And for Aaron's sons, thou shalt make coats, and thou shalt make for them girdles. Now these girdles were supposed to be golden. And bonnets thou shalt make for them, for the glory and for the beauty. And put them upon Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him. And thou shalt anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. Thou shalt make them linen breeches. Gird up your loins with strength, with truth. First, it's got to be emotional. The connection. And listen, none of mankind is out of this. We should be able to connect with everything in our path. But we're pretty, we don't want to be vulnerable or used. So sometimes we choose not to connect. You know, we want to exclude ourselves. Don't get involved, people will tell you. I want to be involved. Do you mind? I like being involved. I like involved. Come on. Involved's good. I get to know who you really are, and you get to know who I really am. And we can help each other. This group, we fellowship. We talk about things. Our downsittings and our uprisings. And it's beautiful. We can work it out. And it causes a flow. Don't you want a flow? I don't know how many years all of us have got left doing this. So I think we ought to take every moment, every little moment, and pet it and love it and love it and love it and love it and count it precious because it's all we've got. Every moment. We're not promised. I don't know if I'll wake up tomorrow. Do you? So we got right now. Let it be beautiful. Could you do that? not poopy scoopy, beautiful. Just let it be beautiful for a minute. Enjoy the beauty of it. Don't reach down and look for something all negative, all bad, and blah, blah. And deal with that all the time. Life's good. Life is really good. Okay. Thou shalt make linen breeches. I was going linen breeches. That feels rough. You know, I think I would like those nylon to cover their nakedness from the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron, upon his sons, when they come into the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever unto him and his seed after him. So that's a constant thing. We're supposed to be mindful of our loins, what they're girded with. What is it? Jesus is my righteousness. I stand complete in him and worship him. Yes, because the fine twine linen is the righteousness within us. It's the righteousness within the saint, within who we are right here and now. It's not righteousness that was or going to be. It's a now thing. That's beautiful that we can do this and understand this. Okay, a few more scripture. Exodus 39 and 24. And I got the wrong scripture. Well, I'd have to do a lot of reading. That's what it is. This is about the hem of the garment of the priest. And they made upon the hems of the robe pomegranates of blue fruit that is heavenly, and purple and scarlet and twined linen. And they made the bells of pure gold. Comes forth in the priesthood. The veil speaks of the revelation that you're sharing. But right behind that, there needs to be that fruit in my life. A veil, pomegranate. A veil, pomegranate. So after the revelation, there needs to be fruit on that tree that bears that out. Well, I'm not in season. Well, scripture says you must be instant, in season and out of season. And that's when I don't feel good and want to say it ugly or fast or hateful or get out of my way because you're in my way, you know. That it don't work too good that way. That's not fruit that anybody can eat anyway. That'll give them any nourishment.
Connie, I have a thought. kind of go along with what you're saying. If you think about a skirt that's long and it's got these bells and pomegranates, the skirt absolutely reflects the walk. The movement of the walk makes the sound.
Yes.
And if you think about that, our walk reveals who we are. You can't alter the sound because it's a reflection of how your cadence, your walk.
Wow.
It's just a natural revelation of who you are.
Wow.
Because as you walk, the movement, you don't get down and shake a bell.
No.
Or tap a pomegranate. It is a reflection or a revelation of who you are.
Wow.
And you can't alter it. You could try to, I guess, but
yes.
That's not the message. Anyway, I
beautiful.
Think that's a worthy thought.
If you've got a beautiful flowing walk, it is. Morgan says, Mother, you walk across the floor upstairs, and I think there's an elephant in the house. Because I walk hard. And he says, I can't even hear Daddy. And he said, you and Rachel go thump, thump. So this doesn't speak good for me in the natural anyway. But I do appreciate it. It is a flowing that you're speaking of. It's not a showy thing. That's beautiful to me. And then Revelation 19. Start with the 8th verse. Don't want to go that far. No, let's start with the 6th so this makes sense. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. His wife hath made herself ready. Folks, if you're the wife, you know you're the wife. Something's wife, but not God's wife. Because this wife makes herself ready, and that means to hear all the time. All those people that Jesus couldn't fellowship, that no longer is. He has a body that can hear him. We are fellowshipping him. We are being his wife. We're doing that he says do. Do we miss it sometime? Yeah, we miss it. But we don't miss it all the time. We're learning to hear his prompts, his voice from the holy hill. He don't just speak from that holy hill. He speaks to me in my bedroom, in my heart, in the midst of the night. Hi, Penny. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith, let's see how far I want to go here, unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said to me, see that you don't worship me. That's how you know if a person's really of the Father. We don't want you to worship us. This is not time for big eyes or little U's. I'm a fellow servant of the brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw the heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. We was talking about him being a God of war this morning, or singing about it. And that's what I thought. His wars are nothing like we think of war, where we're barbaric and lopping their heads off. I don't know if any of you watched any of the Bible, but the first one I watched, I got through. The second one, I didn't get through. Because it was so bloody. I was going, okay, God, I can't reconcile this. But like Johnny said, we didn't live back then. We didn't live back when, like, the Neanderthal lived and their life expectancy was 14 years. Because of the meanness and stupidness, you know, that couldn't survive. Look at our life expectancy and what we get to just in my lifetime have been able to experience. It's awesome. Awesome. We have more than I ever dreamed would have within and without. I remember a little 5-year-old girl, blonde-headed. That was me. I'd run through the fields and lift my hand searching for God. And he's more than filled all of that my little heart could reach out for. Just a little kid. You know how kids are, they happy-go-lucky, don't care about much. But I knew there was something more, and I wanted it. And he's just done more than I could expect or think. And I don't think I learned very much of it in my religious teachings, but it's been out of the fellowship with the brethren. Like Speed said, I mean, I don't know how many Sundays me and Francis and the girls would come together alone, but that's what we felt to do. If the men was working, that was it. But we did that many Sundays because God had given us a word. Come out of that church and build me a place of worship in your heart. He wasn't talking about an edifice, because if that's going to happen, I think we're waiting. Anyway, one other thing I want to share before I quit. Okay. On his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself. His clothes, he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, which speaks of salvation. Salvation being a continual work within us, not a one-time thing like people are saying, ever. It's all the time. And the armies of God, which were in heaven, followed him on white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, knowing this is a spiritual thing, not a natural thing. And I've got St. John here, so let's look at it, see what it's talking about. Oh, I know what it is. St. John 20. It's probably one of my favorite scriptures. Has to do with the resurrection, so I'm just going to pluck some stuff. And the napkin that was about his head was not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. I don't know if you ever heard Stacy Wood teach on that napkin. It was beautiful. He said it was folded exactly like a carpenter would fold his napkin, because he was the carpenter's son. And he took it off of his head, and he didn't lay it with the garment that he'd been wearing, but it was separate. It says in a place by itself. Then when, and also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre and saw and believed, for as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise from the dead. So again, that tells us the disciples were friends in a sense, and in another sense, they didn't get it, you know. Then the disciples went away again into their own home. But Mary stood without the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. She wants to make sure he's not in there. And she seeth two angels in white, sitting the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, what are you weeping about? She saith unto them, Because they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where he is, where they've put him now. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, but knew not that it was Jesus. This to me is so precious. Tells there has to be a relationship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener. Have you ever thought you was talking to a gardener? And realized that you were talking to an angel? That person, in that person, there was an angel giving you a word. And she said, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus saith unto her for the first time, Mary. And she turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni. Because she knew his voice. That's what I'm talking about. That you, it's such a voice inside of you that you cannot mistake it. It's a wonderful voice. Which is to say, Master, which is really not true. She called him Rabboni, and it means husband. And only in those days, I learned this from Morgan, a woman never called anybody but their husband Rabboni. So that tells me there was more of a relationship there than we have any idea of. So it's beautiful to me. Anyway, I won't go on. I guess I kind of made my point about the fine twine linen, that it is that emotional body. So folks, let's be willing to go there in our emotions. It doesn't always have to be a weeping, but usually when a word is really strong, I watched John with it last week, struggling to keep the emotion out of it so he could, he wanted you to feel it, but he didn't want to get so carried away that he couldn't share. It was awesome. It was awesome. It's real. That's just real. That goes beyond bone and marrow. That's beyond today and yesterday and tomorrow. And it's worthy. It's worth it. It's beautiful. Thank you for listening. Penny, I'm glad to see you. You didn't do anything wrong.